I do, because Limerick played immensely well. They were present in the game for the full 70-75 minutes. A huge step forward from where they were last week. They were able to stop the big runners for Meath. They had 17 scorers, 10 different scorers, great performances in every line of the field. Brian Fanning was fantastic. Donal O'Sullivan got the kickouts nailed on today. Up front, we were so much more likely to get those scores. We threatened for a few more goals as well. So, you know, I suppose we know how important a win is at this stage in Division 2 of the National Football League. So a draw feels a little bit deflating, even though, you know, it was so much better, Trevor. And we have to give our lads so much credit for what they did today.
Absolutely. Okay, let's have a brief talk through the game then, Tommy. At half time, Limerick had a 4 points advantage. At the start of the second half, the exact start they didn't want when Meath got that first goal.
Yeah, Meath made four changes. They brought on far more physical side, and it showed in how they operated in the middle third of the field. And they managed to free up some fairly skillful inside forwards, the likes of Jake Morris and the sub that came on. I think he's a Dermot Moriarty as well. Just some brilliant scores that Meath got at the start of that second half. But Limerick steadied the ship. And a few great scores, particularly from our substitutes, Adrian Wright, Davy Lyons getting on the score sheet. And just like Limerick, when they went behind those few times, they still adjusted. They got themselves back in the game. And like we were hoping that Limerick would, that last opportunity they had to break, they were out of gas. They had put everything into it, Trevor, and they just didn't have it anymore. And I suppose, you know, that's just a sign of how much effort they put into today's game.
Okay, so in the closing stages, Meath had a chance for a win and they didn't lose this game, crucially.
I would agree with you. I would think it would be very, very difficult if Limerick lost today, given what they had done for the full 70 minutes. Meath kicked two poor wides there at the end of the half. And like I say, I think Limerick will be very, very positive because of how they played today. But behind it all, there'll be a disappointment. Obviously, the objective is to stay in Division 2. I think that would have a huge knock-on effect for not just this Limerick football team, but how football is perceived in the county. There was a chance, if things didn't go well today, you know, that the heads would go down. You might find there might be a bit of bickering behind the scenes. Even how Limerick football is perceived behind the scenes, how would that be seen? So the result today, if nothing else, it shows that Limerick football are at the right level. They can compete. And I have no doubt, Trevor, the match against Kildare and the match against Clare that are to come over the next few weeks, Limerick will feel like they definitely have a chance. And given what I've seen today, I would be in no doubt that Limerick can go to both places confident.
And we have to give them enormous credit because the last outing was, you know, a hammering at the hands of Cork. Morale must have taken a real blow. You know, of all the good work they've been doing over the last few seasons, Division 2 has been a very tough learning ground for Limerick.
It's a huge step up. Like, the quality of football that you see, I don't know if you watched the match last night from Derry and Dublin, up in Derry, but just the quality of football, the quality of player, it is a huge step up, and it might have taken until now for Limerick to see what it actually needs. But you're right, last weekend against Cork, they struggled so much against the strong middle third, the likes of Ian Maguire, how quick he was to run. We were way more proactive against the runners today, getting ourselves in good body position, making sure we were using our hands, our bodies, our feet to get ourselves in good position and stop those big runners having an impact on the game. So much credit needs to go not just to the guys in the field, the guys on the bench, the guys that came off the bench, the backroom team, everybody associated. A step forward for Limerick, and let's hope there's better to come.
Okay, and then finally, as you've already mentioned, Tommy, it is Kildare next up at home at the Gaelic grounds, and you know Limerick have to take every advantage they can from playing at home.
Yeah, Kildare's first game against Dublin, I think Kildare were only beaten by 1 or 2 points by Dublin first day, but since then they've really struggled, and in fact they were beaten by Louth today by 11 to 12 points. So that shows me that they're no great shakes, and if Limerick bring what they had today to that game against Kildare, I think we can be looking at maybe even the favourites tag going in there. I'm not sure if that's going to suit us or not, but we can definitely get something off Kildare.